Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Oh, yes, I'm the great pretender.
We're back. It's 23 after a little bit of the Platters bringing us back. That's Tony Williams on vocals there. My pleasure to continue to hang out with you, Jim Blasingame. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Hope you go there and use it to your advantage. We got lots of stuff there. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter when you get there. Also, my blog is there, and the knowledge base, the brain trust, like our good friend Barbara Burke. You can find out all about her and the work that she's done with us over the last several years as a member of our brain trust. You can find her links there, too. But Barbara, go ahead and give them to us right now.
Yeah, the website is BarbaraBurke.com, BarbaraBurke.com. I also have a weekly e-newsletter that I do called The Monday Ahas, based on my book, The Napkin, The Melon, and The Monkey, and that's a free item that people can sign up for, and it just arrives in your mailbox every Monday.
All right, and the book is available. The Napkin Melon Monkey book is available wherever books are sold. And we got When is the new book coming out?
Well, you know, I'm just in the process of writing it. So
yeah. Next year sometime?
It'll be after the first of the year.
Yeah, well, we'll look forward to that. Barbara, you're a customer care expert. How's customer care doing these days? In the second decade of the 21st century, which way is the arrow pointing on customer care?
Well, I think that customers are so much more sophisticated these days than they ever have been, and so the standard of excellence has really been ratcheting up over the years, and so customers expect that they should get the best possible service, i.e. a service representative that really focuses on meeting their emotional needs, not just their issue that they happen to call about. So customer service is really changing a lot. And so what I'm working with are some leadership development kinds of things for people who lead customer service, because there's some huge opportunities there to shift over from not so much about managing the number of calls, for instance, in a call center, but really managing that relationship and creating the best possible customer experience. And one of the things that really changed my life last year was paying a visit to Zappos, the shoe company in Las Vegas. And, you know, they have an amazing culture where everybody is just ecstatically happy. And the reason that they are is because the culture really encourages their participation.
And that has been the essence of their success, hasn't it? Not the
absolutely.
Shoes, not the price, but their attitude about customers. Why don't other companies get this, Barbara?
Well, I think it takes a special kind of person to be able to manage that. You know, Tony Hsieh, the CEO, the guy that invented the Zappos idea, really was committed to creating a positive culture. And, in fact, he believes that it's his brand. That's the brand of Zappos.
Of course it is.
But, you know, and that's really what I teach, is why can't more of us have a culture like Zappos where we treat people with respect? We create an environment where they can prosper, where they can be creative, where they can offer good ideas about how to do things better. And that's really what I'm about, and that's what I work with leaders on, is how do you do that? And really a lot of it just starts with the attitude that you really believe that people want to do their absolute best and that they have the ability to do that. And quite frankly, call centers are extremely dysfunctional, and my job before I go toes up is to try to change these cultures to be more positive so that people who are dealing with customers, the frontliners, feel better about their job. And
you know what I do, Barbara, these days, and I do it with call centers too. If somebody does an exceptional job of service for me, I say, Could I speak to your boss, please? I don't tell them what I'm doing. I just say, can I speak to your boss? If it's on a call, if it's a call center, I get them, you know, they get the call, their boss on the phone. If it's not, they go get the boss and bring them over. And I just said, I just want you to know that this person did a really good job helping me today.
Yeah. And isn't it funny when you get that supervisor on the phone and the supervisor is always taking what are called escalated calls? People
right.
who are really angry.
Right. Right.
And they don't know what to do with it.
But we've got a training for customer care is important, but instilling the culture of customer care in your business, here's what blows me away, Barbara. for small businesses searching, scratching, clawing for every nickel of sales growth, for every penny of profit they can possibly squeeze out of their business, they're letting this just fly out the window because they are not trying to install and cultivate and nurture and maintain a customer care attitude in their business. And I'm talking about, we're not just talking about waiting on people. We're talking about loving them up so they don't want to go anywhere else.
Yep, yep, that's true.
And that costs nothing. Barbara, that costs nothing.
It doesn't. But, you know, what I found is that you have to really hire the right people in the first place. People that have the capacity to care, that are great conversationalists, that really get it. And if you hire people who don't have that sort of proactive personality, one that is really caring and compassionate and really on the ball, you're not going to really create that kind of a culture. So it really starts with the right ingredients, I think. And
right.
I have a sister who has a jewelry store, and this is her problem all the time, is making sure that she has the right team. So once you've got the right people in place, then it's easier to create a positive, friendly environment.
Well, that's right. You've got to hire the right people, but you have to make sure, though, that they know that your attitude about customer care is not negotiable.
Yep.
That if they're going to be successful, they're going to have to love customers, or they're not going to be able to stay.
But you know what,
Barbara? I'm sorry, I got to wrap it up.
Will
you come back again real soon? Let's talk about this some
more. I will.
Barbara Burke, ladies and gentlemen, Burke. BarbaraBurke.com is the website. She'll be back. I will be too after these messages. 29 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.